This is a feature from bbclearningenglish.com. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello again and welcome back to English at Work, the drama about life at the plastic fruit production company called Tip Top Trading. You may remember Anna, the company's newest and brightest sales executive, was offered a promotion and a marriage proposal at the same time. She's taken time out to think about her reply, but everyone in the office really misses her.
I don't know, Denise. I'd be good for Anna. I think we would be a perfect pair. Mr. and Mrs. Darcy. Sounds good.
I'm back!
Anna, we weren't expecting you.
Yes, I can see that. Perhaps you could tidy up your desk, Tom.
Very funny, Anna. Still trying to be the boss. So, did you have a good trip? Did you get some headspace?
Eh?
He means time alone to think about the things you want to think about. Tell him you've been chewing things over. It means you've been thinking about your proposals and say, I've come to a final decision.
Okay. Well, it's true. I have done a lot of thinking. Tom, I did have some headspace and a chance to chew things over.
Yeah, and?
And I've come to a final decision. The answer is yes, I accept. There's no doubt, really. I should give it a go. I need the experience. And besides, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Oh, Anna, I'm so happy. You won't regret your decision.
Is Anna really saying yes to Tom's marriage proposal, or has there been a misunderstanding? Here are some of the phrases we've heard today.
I've had a chance to chew things over. I've come to a final decision. I'll give it a go.
You won't regret your decision.
Find out if we can look forward to Anna and Tom's wedding in the next episode of English at Work. Bye!
That was an episode of English at Work. Find more audio programs, videos and quizzes to help you learn English at bbclearningenglish.com.